April 14, 1923. How God, in doing works which must serve the good of all, centralizes all the good he wants to give in one creature from the human family. I was thinking about all that my always lovable Jesus keeps manifesting to me about his most holy will, and many doubts and difficulties arouse within my mind, which I don't believe it is necessary to say here. Then, moving in my interior and clasping me tightly to his heart, he told me, "Beloved daughter of my will, you must know that when I want to do great works, works in which the whole human family is to take part, always if it wants, my usual way is to centralize all the goods and all the graces which this work contains in one single creature, so that all others may draw as much as they want of that good, as though from a fount. When I do individual works, I give limited things, but when I do works which must serve the good of all, I give things without limit. I did this in the work of redemption. In order to be able to elevate a creature to conceiving a man and God, I had to centralize all possible imaginable goods in her. I had to elevate her so high as to place in her the seat of the very paternal fecundity. So, just as my celestial father, Virgin, generated me within his womb with the virginal seed of his eternal fecundity, without the work of a woman, and from the same seed the Holy Spirit proceeded, in the same way, with this eternal seed of the paternal fecundity, holy virginal, my celestial mama conceived me in her virginal womb, without the work of a man. The sacrosanct Trinity had to give of its own to this divine virgin so that she might conceive me, the Son of God. My holy mama could never have conceived me without having a seed. Now, since she belonged to the human race, this seed of eternal fecundity gave her the virtue of conceiving me as man. And because the seed was divine, at the same time she conceived me as God. And just as the Holy Spirit proceeded at the same time as the Father generated me, in the same way, as I was generated in the womb of my mama, the generation of souls proceeded at the same time. So, everything that ab aeterno from eternity occurred to the most holy Trinity in heaven was repeated in the womb of my dear mama. The work was immense and incalculable to created mind. I had to centralize all goods, and even myself, so that all might find whatever they wanted. This is why, since the work of redemption was to be so great as to overwhelm all generations, I wanted for many centuries the prayers, the sighs, the tears, the penances of so many patriarchs and prophets, and of the whole people of the Old Testament. And I did this in order to dispose them to receive a good so great, and to move me to centralize in the celestial creature all the goods which everyone was to enjoy. Now, what moved this people to pray, to sigh, etc.? The promise of the future Messiah. This promise was like the seed of so many supplications and tears. Had there not been this promise, no one would have given it a thought, no one would have hoped for salvation. Now, my daughter, let's come to my will. Do you think it is a sanctity like the other sanctities? A good, a grace, almost like the others which I have given for many centuries to the other saints and to the whole church? No, no. This is about a new era, about a good which must serve all generations. But it is necessary that I first centralize all this good in one creature alone, just as I did in redemption by centralizing everything in my mama. Take a look at how things proceed in a parallel way. In order to make redemption come and to dispose souls for it, I made the promise of the future Messiah, so that, by hoping for him to come, they would not only dispose themselves, but find, they too, their own salvation in the future Redeemer. Now, in order to dispose souls to live in my will, to let them partake in the goods it contains, and to make man return to the path of his origin, just as he was created by me, I myself wanted to pray as the first, making my voice resound from one end of the earth to another, and even up high in heaven, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven." I did not say my Father, but I called him father of the whole human family, so as to engage him in that which I was going to add, may all hallow your name, so that your kingdom may come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This was the purpose of creation, and I asked the Father that it be fulfilled. As I prayed, the Father surrendered to my supplications, and I formed the seed of a good so great. And so that this seed might be known, I taught my prayer to the apostles, and they transmitted it to the whole church, so that, just as the people of the future Redeemer found salvation in him and disposed itself to receive the promised Messiah, in the same way, with the seed formed by me, the church might pray and repeat my very prayer many times, and might dispose herself to receive the good of recognizing and loving my celestial Father as their Father, in such a way as to deserve to be loved as children and receive the great good that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In this seed and in this hope that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints have formed their sanctity, and the martyrs have shed their blood. There's no good which does not derive from this seed. So, the whole church prays. And just as the tears, the penances, the prayers to obtain the Messiah were directed toward that excelling virgin whom I was to dispose in order to centralize such a great good in her, so that they might receive their Savior, even though they did not know whom she would be, in the same way, now, when the church recites the Our Father, it is precisely for you that she prays, so that I may centralize in you all the good that my will contains, the way, the how, the divine will may have life on earth as it does in heaven. And even though you are not known, by echoing my prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the church prays me, presses me to centralize all this good in a second virgin, so that, like a second savior, she may save unsafe humanity. And making use of my inseparable love and mercy, I may answer my own prayer, united to that of the whole church, making man come back to his origin, to the purpose for which I created him, that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is precisely the living in my will. And everything I keep manifesting to you pushes you to this, confirms you in this. This is the great foundation I keep forming in your soul. And in order to do this, I keep centralizing in you all the graces, past, present and future, which I have given to all generations. Even more, I double them, I multiply them, because since my will is the greatest, the holiest, the noblest thing, which is no beginning and no end, in order to place it in one creature, it is right and decorous that I centralize in her all possible goods, innumerable graces, divine purity and nobility, so that this will of mine may have the same cortege it has in heaven. It is the same will that operated in redemption, and wanted to make use of a virgin. What portents and prodigies of graces did it not work in her? My will is great, it contains all goods, and in operating, it acts with magnanimity. And if it is about doing works and doing good for all humanity, then it puts all of its goods at stake. Now it wants to make use of another virgin in order to centralize its will in her, and to begin to make known that its will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if in redemption it wanted to come to save lost man, to satisfy for his sins, which man had no power to do, and to give him refuge and many other goods which redemption contains, now, wanting to display even more love than in redemption itself by making my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, my will comes to give man his state of origin, his nobility, the purpose for which he was created. It comes to open the current between itself and the human will, in such a way that, absorbed by this divine will, being dominated by it, the human will give it life within itself, and my will reign on earth as it does in heaven.